Welcome back to the OU's Mishnah Yomis. My name is Jack Abramowitz. Today we are continuing our studies of Maseches Peah in the fifth chapter with Mishnayos Aleph and Beis. Mishnah Aleph says, Gadishalo Lukat Tachtav, a mound or a pile of produce that was not cleared of leket underneath. Kol Hanageba Aretz, Harihu Shalaniyim. Anything touching the ground belongs to the poor. Haruach shepizra es hamarim, wind that scatters the sheaves. Omdenosa kama leket hi ruuya lasos, venosin la'aniyim. They have to calculate from it how much leket would be appropriate to give, and then that's handed over to the poor. Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel omer, nosin la'aniyim bechadei nafila. Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel says, they give the poor the amount that typically falls. Let's look in the Bart Nuro. Gadishalo luka tachtav, a pile of grain that wasn't cleared of leket underneath. Misha asaf vehigdish es hamurim lemakom echad betocha sadeh. Someone who gathers and piles his sheaves in a place in the field. Sheadayin lo laktu sham haaniyim es haleket. Someplace in the field that the poor did not yet come and take the leket. Kol hanogos ba'aretz la'aniyim. Anything touching the ground is given to the poor. Dekansuhu rabbanan. This is a penalty imposed by the rabbis, lefi shehigdish al gavi haleket, because they piled on top of the leket. Afilo higdish chitim al gavi leket shel seorim, even if they piled wheat on top of leket from barley, havi kol hanogea min hachitim b'aretz la'aniyim. All the wheat that touches the ground, that goes to the poor. So as a disincentive to piling on top of the leket, anything that's touching the ground goes to the poor, even if it's something that could easily be distinguished from what's the leket that's normally due. Haruach shepizra es hamarim, wind that scatters the sheaves, agabe haleket, on top of leket. So we say that the first opinion is they must calculate how much goes to the poor and then give it to them. Vendosa in la'aniyim, give it to the poor. The Tosus Yontiv says, betoras leket, as leket, upatr mimaestros, and it's exempt from tithes. Shemin hasafik nosnam la'aniyim, because in a case of doubt, or out of a case of doubt, it is given to the poor. Vasafik leket, leket. And something that is doubtfully leket is fully leket. Back in the Bart Nuro, kedei nafila, give them the amount that's normally dropped. The amount that typically falls during the time of the harvesting. And then he goes on to tell us how much that is. Mishnah Beis. Shibola shebekatsir, verosha magia lakama. An ear in the harvest, the top of which reaches the standing grain. Im nikzeres im hakama, if it can be reaped with the standing grain, hari hi shel ba'al bayis, then it belongs to the owner of the field. The im lav, and if not, hari hi shel aniyim, then it goes to the poor, and we'll see why that is in a minute. Shibola shel leket, shenis arva begadish, an ear of leket that got mixed into the pile of regular grain. Maisa shibolas achas, venosein lo. The owner has to take meiser of a single ear, and then he gives that to the poor person. Amar Rabbi Eliezer, but Rabbi Eliezer says, V'chi heicha ani hazeh ma'chalif davar shelo b'rishuso. How can this poor person exchange something that hasn't yet come into his possession? El mazak es ha'ani b'chol hagadish. Rather, the ani, the poor person, has to take possession of the entire pile, u'meiser shibolas achas, and then a single ear has to be taken as meiser, v'nosein lo, and given to him. And let's look in the Bart Nuro. This Mishnah will become a lot clearer. Shibola shebekatsir, an ear in the harvest. Shir bekatsiraso, shibolas achas. There remains from the harvesting, from the reaping, a single ear. Shelo katsir, which wasn't reaped. Verosh osa shibolas magia lakama. And the head of that ear reaches the standing grain. If that remaining ear can be reaped with the standing grain, hari hi shel ba'al bayis, then it belongs to the ba'al bayis. Shehakama mitzilta de lo karinan ba lo sashuv lekachto, because the standing grain doesn't violate the biblical injunction of not to go back for it. The Torah tells us this is how we know leket. It says in the 24th chapter of Devarim, it says, don't go back for it. So here, he's not going back for it. If moving forward to reap what's still waiting to be harvested, he can get this too, then it belongs to him. If it would have to be something that he goes back for, then it goes to the poor. Maisa Shibolas Achas. If there's an ear of leket that got mixed into the pile, then he has to take Maiser, a tithe, from a single ear, Venosin Lo, and give it to the poor. Lefisha Chayiv Litain Lo Davar Matukan. He has to give the poor person something that's ready to be eaten. In terms of being, you know, not that it doesn't have to be cooked, but in terms of being exempt from tithes. Kumosha Haisa Shibola Shel Leket de Patura Min HaMaisros. Just like the ear of Leket is exempt from tithes. V'afal Pisha Adayin Lo Nisramach, even though the pile has not yet been smoothed, which is when it normally becomes required to have tithes taken, Chal She Maiser Olav, nevertheless the name of Maiser applies to it, like Maiser Rishon, when he preceded him in the granary, and the name of Maiser applies to it. Even though the pile has not yet been smoothed. So what does the Baal HaBayis do to rectify the situation? Maybe Shtei Shibolim, he takes two ears, Megadish Zeh, from this pile, Shenes Sarva Bo Shibola Shel Leket, into which the ear of Leket has been mixed. Vomar Al Achas Mehen, and he says on one of these two ears that he's removed, Imzu Leket Mutav, if this ear is the Leket, great. Ve'im Lav, and if it's not, Hare Masr Seha Kavuim Bezu Hashenis, then let the Maiser for it be taken on this, the second ear. Venosin Lo Es Harishona, and then he gives the poor person the first ear. Ubi Yerushalmi Parach, and the Yerushalmi has a pretty good question on this process. V'nichush Shema Zos Hashnia Shekava Oleha HaMaisros Shel Leket Hi. Maybe the second ear, the one that he took Maisros on, maybe that's the Leket ear. V'kiva Shehi Paturim Min HaMaiser, and since the Leket ear is exempt from tithes, Ein HaMaisros Kovimbo, it can't be used to take tithes. Shein Mafrishin Min HaPater Al HaChiyuv, because you can't take from the exempt on what's obligated. Umeshani, and the Yerushalmi answers, Shalokeach Shibola Shlishis, that the answer is to take a third ear. Va'omer im hashnia shekavati bo hamaisros hi haleket ve'eno yachola lehiyos maiser. And he says, if the second ear that I took the maisers on is the leket and unable to be used for maiser, harizu hashlishis maiser al harishona, then let this third ear be maiser for the first ear. So he removes three ears of produce, and he says, if this first one is leket, great, gives it to the poor person. If this first one is not the leket, then let Maiser for it be taken on the second, and he gives it to the poor person. If the second is leket, and ineligible to take Maiser on the first, then let the Maiser be taken on the third. So in any of these cases, he's giving the first ear to the poor person, he's just covering all his bases because he doesn't know what's the leket, and what needs to have Maiser taken, and what Maiser can be taken from. So this satisfies all the worries. Amar Rabbi Eliezer. Rabbi Eliezer says, "V'chi hecha ani hazeh machliv davar shelo b'brushuso." How can this poor person exchange something that he doesn't have possession of? Rabbi Eliezer ledivrehem de rabbanan ka'amar lahu. This statement of Rabbi Eliezer is actually a question on the position of the rabbanan. Lididchu de pligtu alai be'ashir shelakat peil ani. According to you, rabbanan, who argue on me regarding the case of a rich person who's gathering peah on the behalf of a poor person. Sha'ani Omer Zachalo, I say he acquires it for him. Va'aton Amrisu Dolo Zachalo, but you say that he doesn't acquire it for him. Hecha ani hazeh machlif davar shelo bab reshuso. How can this poor person exchange something that has never come into his possession? Daha ein bal hasadeh yachal zachus lo es haleket lefi devrechem. Because according to your opinion, Rabbanan, the owner of the field can't acquire this ear for him. V'nimsa deleket zeh lo bab reshus shel ani. And we see that this leket never came into the possession of the ani. L'divreichem mezake es ha'ani b'chol hagadish amenas lahachzir. According to your opinion, the ani would have to acquire the entire pile on the condition that he then return it afterwards. Dematana amenas lahachzir shma matana, because a gift on the condition to return is in fact legally a gift. V'nimtzeis osa shibolus shehi leket. Then that leket ear comes into the possession of the ani along with the rest of the pile, and he's able to exchange it. For Rabbanan Amri, but the Rabbanan say, Hacha asu es she'enu zocha kezocha. Here we treat that which he has not acquired like something he has acquired. V'chashvinan l'hai shibolas shel leket ki'ilu bal liyado shel ani. And we treat this ear of leket as if it came into the possession of the ani. Af agav delo zachaba, even though the owner did not acquire it on his behalf. Le'inyan zeh shiyachol ha'chalifa ba'acheres. So we don't say that he acquired it on behalf of the ani, but we treat it as if he acquired it in the matter of exchanging the leket for another. V'halacha k'chachamim, and in this case the halacha does follow the opinion of the chachamim. That is the end of the first two Mishnayos in Perek Hey. Join us tomorrow when we will be continuing with Mishnayos Gimel and Daled.